Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Food, and there's no one in the hospital.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Nobody.
What is going on in this country? They discharged everybody. So there's nobody even in there.
Nobody's in there.
Nobody's in the hospital. How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news. That's why.
Fake news. It's all fake news, isn't it? There's nobody in there. Is there anybody in there? No.
There's a few.
But there's free food.
Ladies and gentlemen, that video comes from a hospital. Sure, where. And as you can see, all the nurses, as they say, as the man is asking them, had been discharged, and there wasn't a single person in the hospital. Their words, not ours, just right there on the video. And obviously the guy filming is saying, well, what the heck's going on? I was told that it's a medical pandemic. COVID spiraling out of control, but nobody's in the hospital, no patients, no nurses. They say, yeah, it's fake news. Just, you know, because that's what we deal with in this country, just fake news 24/7 dominating our lives, enslaving us. And so, look, you got two angles of this today where I've got all the latest COVID tyranny developments. Where the United States has said, well, we have to raise our travel notice for people from Israel because they're having a COVID outbreak. Israel is the most vaccinated nation on earth. And the CDC even makes a statement on the travel advisory from Israel, and they say, Israel's having a COVID outbreak, so we have to reconsider letting people in from Israel. But we also want to mimic their vaccination rates. So Israel did such a good job with vaccines that you want to mimic that, yet you have a travel advisory from Israel because they have a COVID outbreak. That makes sense. And of course, the American media is so inept and pathetic, they're not even going to question any of that. And I've got other developments like that. For example, Iceland, 82% of their new COVID hospitalizations are vaccinated people. And I could just go on and on with all of that. But, you know, the Democrats have started their January 6th show hearings. And, you know, I got to give them credit. They really know how to go out and source out the biggest liars that they can find to testify for them as witnesses. And so we've got multiple examples of that. But again, I don't even know how to handle it at this point. The Democrat Party is such, it's filled with liars. I mean, there's no other way to put it. They can't be honest about anything. The American media can't be honest about anything. They lie all day about COVID. They lie all day about January 6th. And we all just have to sit here and take it as their lies are used as the excuse to bring in total tyranny and to round up and arrest all of their political dissidents. So whether it's rounding you up and arresting you because you don't want to take a vaccine, or rounding you up and arresting you because you posted something about January 6th, or even, God forbid, you were in D.C. on January 6th, this is the new Democrat Party platform. Everybody has to be afraid of COVID, or you will be arrested, and nobody can ever support Trump, or you will be arrested. And once again, the American media goes along with it, doesn't see a problem with it, and placates to it. So we're going to get into that coming up here on the Alex Jones Show. He'll be joining us as well in the first hour. But I just don't even know how to respond to this anymore. It's getting so redundant that, and they're not going to stop lying, so I don't know what to do, folks. It's out of control.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton, and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Food. There's no one in the hospital.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Nobody.
What is going on in this country? They discharge everybody. So there's nobody even in there.
Nobody's in there.
Nobody's in the hospital. How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news. That's
why. Fake news. It's all fake news, isn't it? There's nobody in there. Is there anybody in there? No. But there's free food.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, July 27th. 2021, this is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in. Alex is going to be joining us in the first hour. And, you know, I've got plenty of news here I can cover on my desk. I've got plenty of video clips, much like the one I just played. And, you know, I can sit here and show you, hey, look, the CDC just said you have to wear a mask all the time now, even if you're vaccinated. I can sit here and say, look, the CDC is saying we need to stop people coming in from Israel because they're having a COVID outbreak, but the CDC also says they've done the best job with vaccines. Huh? What? It's total clown world. Then I've got, and look, I'm watching all these clips before I come on air of just the select liars that the Democrats have chosen for their witnesses for their January 6th show hearings. And you have police officers saying it's the worst riot they've ever seen. They've never seen such violence in Washington, D.C. again before. It's like, oh, my gosh, like, I guess they just spawned in January 2021. They just magically appeared. They weren't here for 2020 when the left, the Democrats, were burning Washington, D.C. to the ground. Burning, having bonfires in Lafayette Square, burning St. John's Church, burning buildings, looting buildings. How about the inauguration in January 2017 when leftists were running around lighting off bombs and fireworks and setting cars on fire and smashing windows and looting and savagely beating people in the streets? I guess the police weren't around for that, were they? I guess they must have missed that. I guess all the witnesses for the Democrat Party weren't even alive in the year 2020. They magically were born in the year 2021 to say that that was the worst event in American history. And, of course, they get people to go up there and say that Brian Sicknick died because he was bashed over the head with a fire extinguisher, which even the Washington Post had to admit was a lie. So, again, I could sit here and cover the news and play all the video clips, but I got to tell you, folks, I just don't even know what to do anymore at this point. The line's been drawn. People have already chosen their sides. There's no more middle ground. There's no more convincing anybody. There's no more hedging. There's no more playing both sides. It's on. Either you're fully bought into the anti-American, anti-freedom, Democrat Party that lies through its teeth 24/7 with the American media about every event, about everything that ever existed or happened. Or you're on the side of America and freedom and truth. You question things you see on TV. You know that the Democrat Party is lying to you. You know that the American media is lying to you. You don't want to live in fear. You don't want fear to take away your freedoms. And you just want to have a normal life again. And you know it's possible, but you know the entities holding us back from it. And you know why they're doing it. So, again, I almost can't even cover the news today. It's so joke level. Here's a headline from December of 2020. Joe Biden says COVID vaccinations will not be mandatory in the United States. Oh, Washington Post today. Enough already. It's time for vaccine entry passes. And the Biden administration, by September, will announce mandatory vaccines for all Americans. They already have for the VA. California's already done it for all their state government workers. Snopes does a fact check story today. Did Kamala Harris and Joe Biden doubt the COVID vaccine? And of course, we've played the clip. People have put together the supercut. Even the GOP put together a supercut. We put our own supercut together. People run it during ad breaks. We have it running during our ad breaks. And it's Kamala Harris and Joe Biden both saying the same thing over and over and over again. I'm not going to get the vaccine. I don't trust the vaccine. I mean, the video's there. The audio's there. The clips are there. And then Snopes just says, nope, they never said it. It doesn't exist. It didn't happen. And again, it's the same thing. I was alive during the summer of 2020. I saw the Democrat riots burn down Minneapolis. I saw the Democrat riots burn down Portland, Oregon. I saw the Democrat riots destroy Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I saw the Democrat riots hospitalize thousands of police officers. I saw the Democrat riots burn Washington, D.C., burn churches, start fires in Lafayette Square, go building to building, smashing windows and looting. I saw that. You saw that. We all saw that. But, hey, the Democrats have people testifying on Capitol Hill today saying it never happened. No, it never happened, guys. No, January 6th is the only riot that's ever happened in the United States of America. Only riot ever. In fact, January 6th is the only time humans have ever been violent ever in the whole world. Never in world history have humans ever been violent except one day. One fateful day, one dark cloud on the entire existence of humans on planet Earth, and that's January 6th. There's never been any other riots. There's never been any other violence. It's never happened, folks. It's just never happened. That's what the American media tells you. That's what the Democrat Party tells you. So, I mean, seriously, I can sit here and cover the news all day. But it's really reaching a point of, you know the truth. You know the news. You know what's going on. So how do you properly respond to this even? How do we move forward with this? How do we move forward as a country when the American media is completely dishonest, disingenuous, and against us? And an entire political party has committed to fraud and lies and deception and propaganda. What do you do? There's no debate. There's no debate. You can't debate with these people. They won't debate, but you can't debate with a liar. They have their goons. The Democrat Party has their goons on Capitol Hill today saying that Officer Brian Sicknick died because he was bashed over the head with a fire extinguisher. They don't even care it's been debunked. They don't even care the family came out and said it was a lie. They don't even care that the hospital records show that Brian Sicknick wasn't even entered into the hospital until days after January 6th. The truth doesn't matter to these people. The truth is irrelevant. Reality is irrelevant. So they're lying about COVID. They're lying about the vaccines. They're lying about January 6th. They're lying about the violence. And, jeez. Again, folks, I could sit here and cover the news, but I'm just at a loss. And so I'm getting a message from the crew. Is that next segment, guys? Okay. So we're going to be joined by Alex Jones at 11:30. And maybe I'll ask him the same question. Because, look, he puts me in this seat when he leaves town. And I don't take that lightly. And I want to be the best talk show host when I'm in this chair. But there's just nothing to say about this anymore, folks. We've said it all. It's all here. So, I mean, do we need to have, like, our own hearings? Do we need to have, like, our own roundtables and our own consortiums to deal with this? I mean, seriously, how are we, the American people, going to deal with liars and frauds that are totally committed to their propaganda in the face?
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello.
Hello. Have you been vaccinated yet?
I think I'm going to wait a bit longer.
Why do you need to wait?
I'm just not in a rush.
Well, everybody's getting vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. Why are you being so selfish?
How am I being selfish?
Because if you get COVID, you could pass it on to me.
But you've been vaccinated.
Yes, yes, but I could still get it.
So if I get vaccinated, I can still get it?
Yeah, but you should still get the vaccine.
You can catch it off me whether I've been vaccinated or not.
Yes, but you should still get vaccinated.
Why?
Because it's the right thing to do.
Says who?
Says me, Dr. Fauci, the guy who created the virus. Roll up that sleeve.
That's a very loving portrayal of Anthony Fauci, I would say. I think that's maybe even too nice. By the way, I've got another clip of Fauci, just, you know, him arguing with himself over masks. We'll play that coming up. Alex Jones joins us as usual. Can't get away from this on vacation, but I'm glad you do, Alex, because look, I got all this news. I could sit here and cover it. We told you they were going to bring back the masks. We told you they were going to bring back the lockdowns. The most vaccinated country on earth is Israel, and now they've issued a travel warning from Israel. Meanwhile, those southern borders wide open, though. Hey, don't worry. If you want to come in from Israel, just come in over the southern border, and you'll be fine. But, Alex, we've really reached a critical mass at this point where how do you even address such bold-faced lies that the American media and the Democratic Party are telling us nonstop around the clock? It's just all day long, everything they say is a lie. And it's not even, I mean, it's not even close. It's just obvious.
Well, Owen, first off, we have to realize that this is all a giant experiment, and that the globalists are behavioral psychologists, and that their whole form of warfare isn't about physical conquering right up front. They then do physically conquer you, and they're bringing in this medical tyranny as a new religion, because they understand religions are a good ways to control people. That's why they're getting rid of the Christian religion, because that is a religion that is against the globalist anti-human system that they are setting up. You made a great point yesterday when you were co-hosting the show here, when you talked about how they use the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa to attack American culture, while they use the lockdowns to shut down the middle class and small businesses. All of this has been war-gamed out. All of this is in government documents. It's in Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller documents. The feminization of men, everything you witness is according to a plan. And I myself get frustrated because there's a paradox. There's a catch-22. We spend all our time just covering what they're doing and the current lies, the new lies for old. We get caught up in that. It's still interesting. It's informative. It's good to know they're liars. It's good to know that some people still believe these lies because they pretend to be part of the system. But it's more important, I think, to just talk about who the globalists are and what their real goal is and what they really do during their day. And where they're taking our planet and how they're currently in control, instead of constantly responding to the things they throw at us to keep us off balance. And I myself, of course, try to have that balance, and life is about a balance. And a lot of times I'm out of balance, so I'm certainly not preaching at anybody. But here's what's really going on. And there's an article that's really finally broken through. Tomorrow's News Today, we first reported on this 20 years ago, and then it hit the major German news 2 years ago, and a lot of people got killed, a lot of people got murdered for the truth to come out. That part was not at NDW.com, largest TV station network in Germany, in Deutschland. But now it's hit our news, and it's in the New Yorker magazine. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. When the approval of government, a renowned sexologist ran a dangerous program. How could this happen? Not an illegal program, not a criminal program, not a satanic program, a dangerous program. And then they let you know, oh, actually, it was more than 100 German cities and towns. Oh, and it was 30,000 children. Oh, and they were leased out for sex parties, children as young as 3 to be gang raped by men. Now, when I reported that 20 years ago, people didn't want to believe it. When I reported it to you out of DW.com, I had people on the street go, is that really true what you were saying about Germany today? Ladies and gentlemen, this is done in every city and every town in America, from Los Angeles, California, to Omaha, Nebraska, to Austin, Texas, to New York City, to places like Miami, Florida. The currency is children. It is spiritual psychic vampirism to destroy their future, to suck their energy out of them, and then they become, quote, gay and lesbian men and women. But really, they are then pedophiles themselves, and they go out and continue the cycle. And now the cycle's so big that I would say 20% of the men in the United States are pedophiles and about 5% of the women. But you have to understand, they're now converting and going to 40% within their goal. This is a revolution. They call it their New World Order. And they're telling kids this in school. They're telling 3-year-olds, you know, that I remember Jocelyn Elders back in the 90s said they need to masturbate 4-year-olds. And if the teachers need to do it, sexually abuse them. She said, of course you reach down and help them. You touch it. So they tried the revolution then. It failed. So here they are 25 years later, 30 years later, and they're launching. And it's to understand this. When you see these people, they are first and foremost pedophiles. And that's just the entry-level drug into the Satanism. They torture them. They drink their blood. They dismember them. Now, if you're a new listener, this sounds shocking. Mainline news, the New Yorker magazine reports 30,000 children as young as 2 and 3 years of age. If you actually read the government reports, it wasn't one sexologist. It's just where they first got busted. Well, then they found files that was in all the towns, all the cities, and being managed by the liberal parties. And so then they would go to these houses at their cocktail parties and rape small children. And then by the time they were 10 years old, 15 years old, well, then pedophiles that were in older kids would get them. Then they would use those kids to recruit more kids. So you have to understand that this is a biological takeover. Pedophilia is a biological weapon. So you destroy families, people don't procreate properly, and then they're recruited into this. And so that's why MKUltra was about sex with children and about programming children and erasing memories in children. And if you look at Skinner and if you look at all of the famous behavioral psychologists, Edward Bernays, if you look at his uncle, Sigmund Freud, if you look at all of them, it's all about sex and perversion with children. So we have a pedophile cult. When you see these governors, when you see these mayors, when you see these top generals, these are people that rape children, okay? And I'll explain it again. Every major town is run by pedophiles now, except for some small Christian towns here and there. We all know the Catholic Church has been taken over and run by this. We all know Penn State's run by it. I mean, almost every major institution is now run by pedophiles. And so pedophiles gaslight, pedophiles lie, pedophiles want to screw you up and scramble your mind and get you so confused that you just give up and go into a catatonic state, a fetal position, figuratively, like they do small children that actually rape. They want you to give up and decide to join them, just like they say in that song. We're coming for your children. You'll soon forget you ever fought us. You're going to love it. We're going to corrupt them. You'll love it, too. You'll corrupt them with us. So they're saying, we're going to get your kids. We're going to rape them. And we're going to give them HIV and hepatitis. That's legal in California. And we're going to kill them. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trial is going on in D.C. right now, but you know what? The good news is most Americans see through this. They saw Democrats burn this country to the ground for 4 years during Donald Trump. Now all of a sudden they want to cry. Now all of a sudden they want to honor fallen police officers after they chanted for police to die in the streets. Oh, now they want to honor police officers. Alex Jones here from the road on the Alex Jones Show, getting into the breaking story that we covered years ago but is now mainstream news. How they call it an experiment, Alex. I guess that's their excuse, is, oh, we're just experimenting giving these kids to pedophiles. No, that's just an excuse for using children as a
for using children as their currency. But yes, these are just some of the lies that are coming out of this hearing right now, Alex. So pick it off where you left off, or, you know, get into the fact that the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C. is really exposing itself as the corrupt cesspool that it is today.
Well, again, you have to understand, this is all behavioral psychologists. If you look at the headline on CNN, officer, they tortured me, they beat me. And of course, it's all done collectively. The million people that showed up to hear Trump speak, they all tortured him, they all beat him, not the two or three people that did that and deserve to go to jail. And then the hundreds of other peaceful people waved in by police who didn't touch anything or bring anything, they deserve 5-10 years in jail and to be locked up in solitary confinement the last 6-7 months because, again, they beat him, they tortured him. But really, we're all being tortured by the mainstream media and its race war. We're all being tortured by our dollar being devalued. We're all being tortured by all these illegal wars they've launched. We've all been tortured by the fentanyl killing millions of people pumped onto our streets. But they take what happened at the Capitol that day. They definitely provocateured. It's all coming out just like it came out. What happened in Michigan with Governor Whitmer was totally staged. The FBI demanded they do it. They got them organized. They got them there. They threatened them if they wouldn't do it, and still they didn't ever even do anything because they couldn't get them to do it. And now the head FBI guy is in jail for getting mad at his wife at an orgy, a sex orgy, because I guess she wasn't doing what she was supposed to. So she started beating her head in front of them, so they called the police on him. And that just shows the compromise folks were dealing with. You know, I mean, I would imagine it was a lot more than what we're hearing at this sex party because – that's what's going on here, and that's what's happening. And this is the tip of the iceberg, because you want to be able to compromise people. I'm not up here on a moral high horse saying if you and your wife want to have sex with people, that's not your right to do it. And I'm not even going after this guy for that. The point is that if you're an FBI agent, they can compromise you with that type of stuff. And we've talked to Joel Scalzo and others. His uncle was high-level FBI, and they knew that there were groups coming in and getting the FBI involved in sex parties and swinger clubs to get them compromised. And that's how this has been going since the 50s. That's how communists would get people compromised. Well, imagine what they do now with the pedophilia. And that's how they're getting people compromised. And it's very, very serious. Oh, you don't know what you did at that party? Oh, that woman didn't really want you to have sex with her. But we're not going to call the police and say you raped her. You've just got to do what we want you to do now. Well, the average person says, I don't remember doing that, but okay, I'll do what you say now. And then they're under their control forever. So just take what happened with this corrupt FBI agent and make it 100 times worse than you've got that. Because if you're a new listener, I'm going to explain this to everybody very, very slowly here so there's not any confusion or any debates about this. I had not read this article when it came out a week ago because I've been so busy and I've already knew all about it, knew all the details, and thought that it would just be a whitewash. And to a certain extent it is. But they admit in New Yorker magazine in a cover story, ladies and gentlemen, a cover story that they supplied 30,000 children over 25 years to over 100 towns and cities to other top psychiatrists who would then place them on average at age 3 to 5 with a convicted brutal child rapist. They would then pay for the child to live with a brutal child rapist to create a new family in a form of love. Boys with men, it was 10-to-1 boys, because, you know, we're tough, we can take it, and also some girls. And they would place them again with a lesbian who would torture them. And then it was their job to then manage them and hire them out to then be able to compromise. And people wanted to join the globalist corporate ranks. They would go and say, okay, I'm here, turn the cameras on, where's the kid, I'm going to rape them. And some like to rape kids, some don't. Folks, this has come out in FBI documents. This has come out, what Ted Gunderson told me 25 years ago, 30 years ago. 27 years ago. This has come out, and it's really hard for me to talk about all this, but this has all been in police reports. This has all been confirmed. You just don't hear about it on the news. But this is done in the United States. It's done in Italy. It's done in Russia. It's done everywhere. And the descriptions of the snuff films that have come out in federal court are 30 men raping 2-year-old boys till their intestines fall out of them. Then they blow their heads off with 357 Magnums. And then basically wallow in their blood. I really don't want to keep going here. I can, folks, for you. But you understand, this is industrial level. It's massive. There are children in cages by the thousands all over the U.S. right now, hanging upside down with people drinking their blood, okay? And that's why Joe Biden makes such a big joke about it. And look, some of them think they're vampires. Some of them drink blood. Others just like to rape them. Others just like the power. But it is wholesale torturing a child of these Satanists and the demons that are in them, they describe it like an accordion. And they stretch them and they pull them until the light goes out of their eyes. And they call that when they're used up. And so you have to understand, right now, children are being murdered. Their teeth are being pulled out with pliers, everything. This is the main German news, confirmed. Nobody's going to jail. 30,000 little boys and girls delivered to be gang raped. It describes in these reports how they would rent out five-year-old boys to be taken to nunneries. But the nunneries, like some nunneries make cheese, some make whiskey, some make wine, some make bread. You know, you go when you're in Europe and you go visit a place and eat dinner at the nunnery or whatever. No. This is just the priest doing this. The nuns are hired to then take the little boys in so they can be gang raped until they're bleeding. And that's the report here. Again, until they're bleeding, viciously raped. And then they're sprayed off with fire hoses as young as five and told to go back to the orphanage and not complain. And if they do complain, well, you know there's folks that want to pay to kill kids. And so they videotape the little boys being tortured to death, and then they show the little boys this. And then when they complain, they put them on drugs, they fry their brains, and then they use them as drug dealers on the street once they're 15, once they're 18. Islam does the same thing. You've all heard of harems. Harems are big slave dungeons. That's why Islam works so well with the pedophile rings in Europe. One town grooming thousands of girls as young as seven, kidnapped, their parents complain, the police won't help them, because the police are an army of pedophiles now in Germany, an army of pedophiles in the UK, an army of pedophiles in Scotland, an army of pedophiles in Italy, an army of pedophiles in France. And I want to explain something. They're not all pedophiles. The low-level ones are saying, we don't want lockdowns, we don't want checkpoints, we think the virus is a fraud. But when you understand, wear a mask over your face, have three-year-olds wear a mask, that's because they want to be able to transport kids around and train kids with their prisoners. The TSA screening, top psychologists have admitted, is basically a pedophile training, so kids get used to being touched. All of this is about turning us into a commodity, being able to say we're non-essential, lock us down in our houses whenever they want, and do whatever they want with us, and give us unapproved, deadly vaccines, and then say we're murderers when we don't go along with it and agree to it. And I've got even bigger news, Ellen. I got a bunch of massive news I'm going to hit here today. Let me just tell you what it is. Everybody's freaking out about this for a solid week, saying Jones was writing in, oh, my God, it's so incredible. No, it's not incredible. I'm going to give you the rest of the story on weather control that is incredible. Everybody's freaking out about Dubai making it rain and admitting they are. I told you 20 years ago Dubai was doing that because it was in mainstream news then. We've got huge breaking news from the South Texas border in McAllen, where the Catholic Charities that now admits they've expanded to this whole road, have all these buildings. They admit that one building alone processes 1,000 children a day. They're processing thousands of children overall into the Catholic Charity a day. And they now admit they're asking the Border Patrol to stop, that it's too much for them. They're having to build new buildings. But it's not stopping. So even the leftists can't even handle the deluge that they've started and brought in. Again, most of that is about child sex trafficking and trafficking kidnapped children. That's even come out in the U.S. Senate report that a large number of them do end up in sex trafficking, being abused and murdered. Then we'll tie it all into how this is war and how this is a medical dictatorship. And if you think it's bad now, once they get it cemented and locked into place, then it's only going to get 10 times worse. The lockdown never ended. Now it's about to get more intense right when they claim that it is ending. That's the psychological warfare. So we're going to lay all this out and how to defeat it on the other side. But you must first admit that your enemies are literal psychotic demons, a legion of satanic doom who are lying and want to murder you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is a spiritual battle.
Restless by
and the devil wants to have his way with this country.
Night,
and we cannot allow that to happen. And I understand people probably tune into this and hear Alex Jones speaking about these sordid topics. But this is the reality, ladies and gentlemen, and ignoring it is not going to make it go away. And so you're going to see a lot of people responding to all the lies being told today on Capitol Hill, and that's a good thing. And, you know, maybe this will finally be the awakening moment America needs to realize how corrupt the government is and the television media is. But, Alex, it's quite a stunning thing to witness, even though we know it's all real. Just like it's a stunning thing for you to read that story headlining the New Yorker, even though you knew that years ago, still reading it, seeing it, hey, they put kids in the hands of pedophiles to be raped and tortured and murdered. Yeah, that's a shocking thing, even though you already knew about it.
And it was done from the highest levels of the German government, working with the CIA and MKUltra. And again, that's what MKUltra was all about, ladies and gentlemen. Was manipulating the minds of children. There was all different types of studies done. Some were given DMT, some were given LSD. We're talking thousands of hits of it. Others were given electroshock. Others were done, you know, all sorts of experiments. And this even came out on the History Channel and Discovery Channel 25, 30 years ago. They had some good documentaries on there admitting Dr. Ewing Cameron and Dr. Jolly and West ran facilities in the U.S. and Canada with up to 10,000 little boys and girls in them at one time. that had been taken from foster homes. In some cases, though, the CIA would put their own children in facilities for CIA medical staff to gang rape them, and then they called it a study. And again, that's what it says right here, gang raping 30,000 children, New Yorker magazine, as a study. So I want to tell you something. They later removed this. We made a big deal about it back in the late 1990s, but then it's another U.S. code, and I haven't memorized it. It's so powerful and so important that people would really wake up when they saw this, because in one part of the code they outlaw, the next part of the code they legalize it. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, 1520A, Paragraph B, said all secret biological, chemical, radiological, and other parts of lethal or deadly testing is illegal unless conducted for scientific or law enforcement purposes. And so as long as you say something's research, you can torture children, murder people, you name it. And again, it's about how many people can you at an industrial scale. It wasn't just Jeffrey Epstein, who reportedly was servicing out more than 500 people a week at facilities all over the area he lived in on the east coast of Florida. And these were businessmen, and these were scientists, and these were mayors, and these were police chiefs. And he'd say, hey, I got some business opportunities for you, but I want you to drop by. Hey, would you like a massage? How old's this girl? Oh, she's 16. But don't worry, you know. And then if you couldn't be seduced, you'd leave. And they'd say, hey, you got a 16-year-old, give you a massage, better watch out. But most guys would let the 16-year-old give them a blowjob. And then next would be, hey, come on back next week. I got a great girl for you. Now the girl's 14. Now they say, hey, I got a great business deal for you. You want to invest in this? Buy this property over here. It's going to sell in about a year for triple the price. And then that's a favorite way to pay somebody off. And the next, hey, I want to get deeper into the club. All right. Because they didn't just have one Caribbean island. That was the elite one, Little St. John's. They had bigger ones where they would take people and just do absolutely horrible stuff and get people super drugged up out of their minds. And then these rich guys would take their wives, and usually women aren't the ones wanting to torture kids, but they've got to where they got women that are into this now, and large portions of women, because that's what they really want. People won't think of a woman as a person who'll do this. But after a woman's raped little girls and little boys, and after a woman's done all these drugs and stuff, normally these are really suppressed women, who are either super conservative or super liberal, never done anything really wild. And once they're seduced into this, they just go crazy. Now they go, we need you to go to somebody's this party and poison this person's drink. And if you don't do it, we're going to kill you. And they do it. And so they're being told they're being recruited into an international agency that's saving the earth. We've got to do horrible things to save the earth. And but we're the guardians of the earth, the guardians of the galaxy. And, you know, we're just going to do beautiful things once we do this. But to conquer evil, we've got to be more evil than the evil in justifies the means. And once they teach them that Machiavelli precept, it's all over. So understand, they want to overwhelm you to where you get so used to lies, so used to corruption, so used to being gaslit that you just give up. Well, at the same time, the January 6th hearings are about the announcement by all the big tech companies that they're working with the CIA to spy on everyone in Lifetime and saying anyone that is listed as a white supremacist is a terrorist and will be banned from commerce or having a job or life. Now, the definition of a white supremacist is anyone that questions lockdowns, anyone that questions January 6th, anyone that questions the election, anyone that questions. Actually, say it in that report I keep showing from June of this year, the new national directive by the president, or so-called president. And so now you see the rollout as we learn we're the terrorist because we don't want to be locked down, because we don't want open borders, because we don't want all this happening. And you have to understand, it is ruthless people. Think about the type of people that knowingly want to place children. This is not all over the U.S. as well. The U.S., through the CIA, had Germany do this. It was an occupied country in the West. And don't worry, the Russians did similar things, but not quite to that level in the East. But this is about mind control. If you can get people to torture little kids and rape little kids, you're going to do anything. And so, again, we've all heard of gangs that, white supremacist gang, you got to go shoot a black person to get in it. Or some of the Hispanic gangs, you got to go shoot a rival gang to get in it. Or the black gangs, you got to go shoot another rival gang to get into it. Everybody knows to get even higher up, you got to knock over a liquor store and kill somebody or something like that. So we know we can trust you. You just murdered somebody. Now you're in the club because we're murderers too. That's low-level baby stuff. You know, the Italian mafia, kill at least three or four people, and we got to know who you kill, be able to destroy you anytime, and come from the right family so we know going back four or five generations, you know, that you're not going to screw us over or we'll kill your family. Those are like, you hear about organized crime on those levels because that's baby stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That's child's play. The real stuff is in movies like Godfather 2, where they've moved their operations out to Reno, Nevada, and out to Lake Tahoe, and the U.S. senator comes and says, I want millions of dollars, or I'm not going to let you have your gaming license out here, moving your family out here, Mr. Corleone. And they go, get out of here, we're not going to pay you. And then they drug the senator, put him in a room with a dead hooker. That's exactly what goes on. That's low level. That scene is like lightweight baby stuff, okay? Chilling a hooker with heroin, drugging you with a drink, putting you in a hotel room with a dead hooker is entry-level stuff, okay? That is just entry-level. Because that's all based. Mario Puzo wrote that about real people. Those are all real characters, real people. That stuff really happened that you see in that book. Frank Sinatra, all the characters that you see in that are real people. The horse head getting cut off, put in the bed, that really happened. All that's real stuff, okay? Horse heads in beds, killing hookers, putting them in beds with senators. That's the opening level salvo. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back and talk about how we defeat this and talk about the big breaking border news and get into weather control and the rest of the story since people now go, oh, my God, it's on CBS News. They control the weather with antennas. Yeah, antennas are how they do it now. Everybody keeps thinking it's done with spraying. Spraying's old school, going on since the 1920s, perfected by Vietnam. By the 60s, they could control weather. That's all been declassified. So, but I'm going to give you the rest of the story of what they're currently doing when we come back separately. I've extended it 1 week because they're having record food sales. They're ready to ship food to you right now. But coming up, they may start having to wait a few weeks because there's that much of a demand as people figure out the world's breaking down. And they are buying up all the raw food. The grocery stores are buying it all up. They're jacking up prices. They're making the packages smaller. My Patriot Supply does not make their packages smaller. If they're the same size as they ever were, you're getting 2020 prices in 2021. They decided not to raise prices this year to totally dominate the market. I love them. They're awesome guys. They got the best food at the lowest price. Right now, they're even better than ever. The deals they've got blow everything away. The globalists want you dependent. They want you under their control. A big thing you need is water filtration, air filtration, and storable foods. They've got them all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. You get an additional 10% off their already lowest prices exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now because if the globalists are successful at accelerating the destabilization, by the fall, we could see major food shortages. Hell, we're already seeing it around the world. We're already seeing riots. We're already seeing empty store shelves in the Northeast. This is what the shutdown did. Shutdown 2 goes in. Most small businesses intend to never reopen. The chain reaction will be over the top. So I'm sad this is happening, but those of you that are informed should get ready now, and your purchase supports the InfoWar. So InfoWarsStore.com, it will end on the 1st of August. I guess that's Monday or Sunday. It's 100% will end. We've extended it another week, but that's it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also ending Sunday is the 50% off on the privacy pouches so your phones aren't tracked by the contact tracers, hackers, and other criminal groups. And we're going to be sold out at current rates on the dropper bottles of X2 within a week as well. That's still 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The good allergen for your stamina, your libido, your energy, but mainly your immune system.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.